I used to be a social worker with the state of Missouri, and when children came into the system as foster children, they often became candidates for adoption. And there was a lot of screening process that went through potential adoptee parents, and when they finally decided they wanted to adopt a certain child, it became very exciting for the foster child to know that they were going to actually get some parents that cared about them. But oftentimes at the very end, these potential adoptee parents got cold feet and decided not to go ahead and pursue adoption. And these children who were devastated by their biological parents were now devastated by the failed potential adoptive parents as well. And I saw those children really hurting. Well, one of the great things about being adopted into the family of God is God never unadopts those He is predestined to adopt. We find in Ephesians 1:5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Notice it's not the good pleasure of the free will of man. It's the good pleasure of Christ's will to adopt all of His children. I'm glad to know that when God adopts His children, it's an eternal adoption. It's not a temporary adoption. You know, like the adoptions that I experienced as a social worker in the state of Missouri. Galatians 4:5 says, to redeem that them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Romans 8:15 says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And in Romans 9:4 it says, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of law and the servants of God and the promises. But what a grand adoption we have received by Christ. Let us never forget that we were predestinated into adoption by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, not the pleasure of our will. And that He never will unadopt us. That's good news for those who have been chosen in Him before creation, before the foundation of the world, to Christ who works all things after the counsel of His own will. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way. It's my prayer. God bless.